The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. We're going to talk about debunking the myth of social media. If you want to join the conversation, please dial in 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room, and I'm going to read it on the air. Let's talk about social media. I've done a lot of stories on social media, interviewed some of the best people in the country on social media, marketing, programs and so forth. But let's kind of talk about what is social media in one sense. Social media has experienced an unusual uprise. It's been popular for the last decade, more so within the last 3 or 4 years, with products like Facebook, with Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and the like. And we can keep mentioning them on, but those are the really heavy hitters there. But kind of think of social media as not broadcasting, and some people want to compare it to broadcasting. This is not terrestrial radio station or which you have a TV station. Social media is not that medium. Social media is real specific and hits a certain market. If I put a squirrel on a slide and videotape it and post it to YouTube, well, it's the pure entertainment of it. Now, if you have an ad that goes before it, it's wonderful. If you had ad during the squirrel watching him on a jet ski, you know, that's you putting a hidden message there. But, you know, your product will come around that way. That makes sense. But you don't have a lot of time to do that. You can't go in the middle of something and put in a 30-second or a 15-second commercials. 15 seconds is a long time on a 3-minute video. And it kind of breaks the flow because you get a moment of time that something is really happening. So I think you're starting to see YouTube put a commercial out there, too, before. One, you can't have you don't have an option for, but the second, you do have an option to just go ahead and skip it. So that's a smart thing to do, and they give the services free, and they're not very long at all, maybe 5 or 8 seconds max or something like that. So that's a different story. So it's not broadcasting. Don't compare it to broadcasting. If you get 2 million or a million people like your webpage on Facebook or a lot of hits on YouTube, but are they paying customers for you as a business? Are they adding something of value? I'd rather have 1,000 people who like me, that interact with me, that is interested in my product or me, than versus have 2 million just like it for the sake of liking. That may be looking good in one sense, but it really is not interacting with your particular audience. And that's what you want, is to interact with your audience. That's going to be more popular than versus the one-hit Johnny that get the hits or get the likes and they're like a dry hole. Nothing is happening there. Okay. Also, it's all about the likes and followers. You want specific followers that's going to follow you, that's going to interact with you. But you've got to be able to interact with them on a daily basis, not a weekly basis. So if someone like you, thank them for liking you. If they're going to follow you, thank them for following you the same day at least. And like them back out of courtesy if you can. Okay, so make sure you know who you're trying to target and make sure that you look at this as a seed in the forest that's going to grow over time. Also, it's free. You know, social media is free. It's free to sign up for an account. But you need to know a few things about when you do that. Know what you're trying to accomplish out of this social media. Are you doing it for fun or are you doing it to gain business? Gaining business is not going to get yourself for today unless you have something real unusual that people want. But you plan to see for the future. It can take a year before you get that return back. So you want to develop a strategy that raise awareness and boost your sales. You want to align your strategies with your existing marketing platforms, okay? Also, you want to distribute your content, okay, on a regular basis. Media advertising on platforms, you know, you can do that. You can engage your fan base. You can build your target audience. You can provide your fans with an opportunity to engage with them back and forth. You can turn your fans into potential profits, tangible profits, because they are a fan. Even if they talk about you or write something, just try to engage with them, and you're going to get something back out of them, okay? Also, creating any and all content. You got to be able to create content on a regular basis. So you can't put one thing out for 1 week unless you do it religiously. Hey, every Monday I'm going to put something out here. In the meantime, it's going to interact with you. That makes sense. So do fresh content as well. Also, figure out, as you go, every project, creative, otherwise, needs goals, deadlines, specific roles for everyone involved. Social media is free to many companies, but it takes some work. So if you're going to take on the work, I mean, if you're going to be engaged in social media, you make sure you engage in the work. It's a lot of work. Don't take it for granted. Don't just put a web page up there and just think that that's all you have to do. No, you got to engage with people on a regular basis. You might want to have teams to do this daily. If you do it immediately, and you maybe have like five screens on your computer up and want to just be social media so someone always interact with you, maybe you can spend a moment hitting something back to them. But one person say the way you need to organize your day, you need to organize it in a sense that you have this time frame that you do things either before or after lunch, and you dedicate an hour to do that. But don't do it all day long because it's going to take your time. It's going to take your entire day. Everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of The Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host, and I hope this episode is beneficial. We have a new website called The Core Business Show. You can email us anytime at info. If you have a potential guest or advertiser that you'd like to share, just go and send the information to us at that new email. And also, you can check out future episodes on Blog Talk Radio, or you can look at our new website. It's still in the works, but it's already there. We're revising it. We're changing some things around in the month of August, so kind of keep us check us out on the website. Everybody, thank you for listening. It's Tim with The Core Business Show. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.